Right, in the name of Lord Jesus, I speak here. I forgot to tell you, your pass mark for the test. Is 90.
What?
No margin for error. Okay, it's 90, yeah? 90. 90.
Really?
For test, yes. No, I think like Stephen, he will say the same thing to you, it's 90 for his test, I think. Okay, plus 90. That's it.
I'm so worried.
Okay, Genesis. How can you challenge your teacher? Okay, Genesis chapter 1. Right now, I want to go through chapter 1 with you. Yeah.
I'm too close. But this one is, it's off.
It's off. Okay. Can you hear me at the back? Can you hear? All right. Sister, can you hear me?
Yeah, thank you.
Alright. Okay, chapter 1, yeah? Now, I'm wondering if we should spend a bit of time to talk about the concept of in the beginning. In the beginning. Now, as far as I'm concerned, in the beginning, it's only introduced when time and space is created. As far as I'm concerned. Okay. Now, we need to understand, because God is almighty, yeah, and all things consist in Him. Okay, so when we talk about, I'm not a philosopher, to be honest. Okay, I'm not. Now, to be honest, when we talk about eternity, yeah, so I believe in this, God is greater than eternity. So He has created eternity, and therefore eternity consists in Him. Is that okay? Okay, we cannot say eternity is equal to God. That is wrong. Because God is before all things. Is that not true? Or am I not talking sense? Hello? Why you look so confounded, confused? Yeah? Hallelujah. Someone. Thank you. What about you people? You don't understand what I'm talking about?
Can you say it one more time?
I've forgotten what I said. You know eternity? I don't know. Some people said that if you want to define the concept of in the beginning, okay? In the beginning is only introduced when time and space continuum is put in place, is created by God. So therefore, God must be before eternity. And God is greater than eternity. Otherwise, He is not God. Is that not true? Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't agree? When I say hallelujah, if you agree, say amen. Oh yeah, this class. I'm a bit worried now. Okay, turn to Psalms. Um, 怎么讲? 神大过永恒，神不等于永恒的、啊，神大过永恒，那才算神嘛，对不对？是不是这样？很简单啊，啊，就这样了、啊。你如果说神跟永恒一样，那就，那这个神有一个limitation 啊，受限制，受限制啊。那、不要紧了、啊，我私下跟你聊。OK。Return to Psalms, yeah, chapter 90. Okay, we look at verse 2 and see how Moses describes God, okay? As far as his eternal nature is concerned. Now, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Okay, let's say Moses here. Well, not here. Where is the red one? Okay. Let's say Moses here, when he was talking about, when he was writing Psalms 90, yeah, he said God is from everlasting to everlasting. Right. Basically, we can't really describe God. Okay. Now, obviously, here he's talking about what? The remotest past. Okay. And this one is eternal future. You know so? Yeah, and you find that in the mind of Moses, God is so great. It's from how can I put it? This one. Okay. Now, so you find that when you trace back, yeah, when you look at the past is like an eternal. You understand what I'm saying? That's what Moses said is from. Everlasting to everlasting. So, and God is greater than this. Okay? Now, so, when the Bible says in the beginning, it does not mean that God exists at a certain point. Because God is self-existing. Meaning, He is not within the time and space continuum. If I can put it that way. I'm not very good at this. Is that clear? Yeah? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay? So, we cannot say, you know, in the beginning, God is here, therefore He must have started somewhere here. You understand what I'm saying? He beyond this passage of eternity. I don't know how to describe it. It's beyond. That's why He is what? He's an... He's a God of infinity. Infinity, yeah. Cannot be measured, cannot be traced. Okay. I want you to... Where is it? Let me see. I want you to read Isaiah. You turn to Isaiah. Okay, we read chapter, well, where is it? 44. Isaiah 44, yeah? We read verse 6. Right. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6. Okay, I read. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last. Beside me there is no God. Okay? Well, basically defined, yeah, God in an in a human understandable term. So he's the first. Okay. Actually, God has no beginning anyway. Right? But in order to help us understand, that's why the Bible says he is the first and he's the last. So all things, everything that you can think of is within, including eternity. Is that clear? So we cannot say that it's wrong to say that God is equal to eternity. It's wrong. God is far greater than eternity. Yeah, if we can put it this way, we say eternity is created by God. Huh? I don't know. It's beyond me, so I can't define. It's going on, going on, continue, whatever. That's eternity. The Bible says God is the greatest. Is it also? He's the Almighty. If you say eternity is equal to God, then he's not the greatest. Okay. All right. Now I want you to read also Revelation. Yeah. Chapter 22. Chapter 22, we read verse 13, okay? Chapter 22, verse 13. Now, these are the words spoken by Jesus. Yeah? He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. The beginning and the end, the first and the last. Right? Now, so it's like he's the greatest. He is beyond comparison. Right? In terms of time, there is no comparison, and time is created by him. Yeah? In terms of the vastness of the universe, again, it cannot be compared to God because God is greater. If we believe that all things are created by God, then obviously eternity being part of the all things, it also created by God. Okay? That's why, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's very hard to imagine how God is like. It cannot measure, it cannot describe. It's practically beyond words. God is so great. Right? Okay, now we come back to chapter 1. Now, the idea is very simple, yeah? So, that's why, to help you clarify certain points, yeah? That's why when the Bible says Satan sinned from the beginning, it's not saying that, you know, Satan is of equal footing with God in terms of existence. No. No. Is that clear? If God is greater than eternity, obviously he's before. Is that clear? Yeah? Now, okay, I want you to tell you some Bible story now. Ask you some kiddie questions. Genesis chapter 1. First day, what did God create? Second day, what did God create? Third day, what did God create? Okay, come back to chapter 1. Okay, what did God create on the first day? Read your Bible and answer me. Read carefully. Sorry? Light? Okay. I want you to list down.
Okay. On the first day, God created the light. Okay, the light. What else?
Day and night. Day and night.
Created day and night.
How to light.
Okay. Day and night. What
else? I'm talking on the first day.
Heaven and the earth. So he created everything on the first day.
Okay.
Maybe I have not mentioned, I have not explained it very clearly. Like verse 1 is like, what do you call that?
Verse 1 is like a principle statement, right? Telling us what God is going to do from verse 2 onwards. Is that clear? Hallelujah. Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. What else did he create on the first day? That's why I said, read the Bible and answer the question. Class, this is kindergarten question. Kiddie question. Thank you, Kimberly. Yeah, I'm talking about her.
It's not talking about
her. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay. What else did he create on the first day? Are you sure? Yes. Sorry? Did he create the planet Earth? Did he create the planet Earth? That's the point of argument there. Did he create the planet Earth?
Yes.
Have you heard about this kind of thing, gap theories or whatever? Do you believe in this? Brother from the US, Caleb.
Do you believe in that? So do you believe in gap theory?
I don't know what it is.
Okay, it's okay. You're safe, okay. How many of you believe that on the first day, God actually created, class, listen, actually created the planet Earth? Wait. Read carefully. Okay. Shall I give you 1 hour to read?
There was water there, so like,
okay, how many of you are RE teachers? Raise your hand. Oh, okay. Oh, dodgy. How do you teach the kids? Oh, you just skip. Haha, verse 1 to verse 2. Forget about verse 1, verse 2. Let's look at verse 3. Is that how you teach? Yes. Did he create the planet Earth?
No.
Yes. Not on the first day.
Yes, he did.
No, on the first day.
Where did he get the water?
Oh, you see. Confusion. Confusion.
Water flowing around in the middle of nowhere, isn't it?
It was
Okay, class, shall I split you into discussion groups?
Yes.
Of course not impressed. Okay, read, yeah? That's right, class. I speak in Mandarin because you guys should learn Mandarin as well. Okay. Okay, 那个创世纪哈，在第一天里头，神有没有创造这个地球？有没有？没有还是有还是不知道？有没有？那你们那边的传道怎么说？我不想讲错了嘛，不好意思跟。
他没有提到地球。
Sister, the question is, Rachel, you know, just now I was talking to them, asking them about the creation of the planet Earth. Did God actually create the planet Earth on the first day? That's my question. Yes. Okay.
Class, answer the question. Don't speak among yourself, right? If you want to speak, speak to the class. Did God create the planet Earth on the first day? That's my question. Was it not created on the first day?
Day wasn't that. It wasn't
okay. No time. Alright. Whatever reasoning you have, okay, deduction or whatever, it has to be Bible based. Okay? I believe that we can deduce things, but it has to be based on the Bible. Heaven Earth 创造天地嘛，是
就是我一直说，就是你们怎么解释英文？
你说。就是地啊。
就是地球吗？还是
地球？Verse 9. Okay. All right. Forget about Earth. Yeah, I said planet Earth. Planet Earth. No creator. On the planet Earth, you see water, you see ocean, you see the dry land as well. Is that true? Yeah, I'm talking about.
All on the Earth. Hey, I'm coming.
This class cannot even answer. What did God create on the first day? Please help. By the way, how did you teach the
Okay, class.
Yes.
Did God create the planet Earth?
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's cool. That's my question. I said on the first day, yes, on the first day.
He created.
Yes.
Yeah. So we just discussed. So all yes. Yeah, basically we were right.
You didn't say that wrong. Okay. Class. I know it's very interesting. Turn to chapter 2. Okay, we read verse 1 and verse 2. Now, thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished, and on the seventh day, God ended his work.
Okay, the Bible clearly tells us God created everything within this span of time. 1 to 6. Obviously include what? Planet Earth. Judging from what chapter 2 is saying. Is that okay? Unless you have other quotation from the Bible to prove it otherwise. Is that okay? Class, is that okay?
Yes.
Because the Bible says so. Okay, now, the logic is this, yeah? So I have to shout, I guess. Now, judging from verse 1, and not this one, verse 2, planet Earth is created, but in a, what do you call that?
Void.
Void. What's the noun for void? Voidance. Yeah? Now, so you find that on the first day, the earth is created in such a way that there's no form, there's nothing on it, and so that on the second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, God practically beautified the planet Earth. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah? So that everything was set in order, and finally he created humanity. You get what I'm saying now? So here is, we can see the what? The love of God for men. You get it now? So on the first day, God created the what, the planet Earth without form, without shape. Oh, yeah, there's shape, obviously. So you understand what I'm saying? Yeah? And then he, from verse, second day onward, he beautified, he turned it into a perfect planet Earth. If you have other viewpoints, please feel free to voice up. I'm willing to listen. And also, if you're not happy with the explanation, you can challenge. No problem. I will not ask you, please leave the class. Yes.
Well, when you say planet Earth is crazy on the first day, does the planet still part of the planet even though it is without form? Because one of the planet's definitions is the globe and sphere.
If I don't use the word planet, then I use another term for it. Object or whatever. Or the what? The primitive form of the planet Earth, if you want that.
How do you spell primitive? Is that
what
it's
spelled? 最原始的。
It's okay.
Right, now, if you agree, then we can continue.
No, it's okay. Anything you want to voice out? Any disagreement? No problem.
All right, now we come to the second day. So what did he create on the second day? Verse 6 onward. Sorry? What did he create on the second day?
Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
I'm confused by this class.
Verse 6. What is that? Firmament expands in the midst of the water and divide the water from the waters. Okay. So it's, I'm not a very good artist. It's like this. Let's say this is the earth, okay? And this is like a water belt, is it? It's not? Don't know how to draw it, okay? Okay. This bit.
It's like a fried egg.
Okay, this bit here. That's the second day. Okay, what about the third day? He created the dry land and the what? Sea. And what else? Third day. Ocean. Yeah, mentioned already. Okay, now verse 11. Okay. Vegetation, so plants, grass, herbs, whatever, trees, okay? What else? Okay, if I ask you, if you look at day 1 and day 2 and day 3 and day 4, what is the difference between day 1 and day 3? If you look at the, what is that? Verse 10, it said, and God saw that it was good. Does he mention this in the first day and the second day? No. Why did he mention it on the third day and not the first and the second? Anyone? It was good, yes. Okay, it was good. That's the first day. Why is it mentioned? Verse 4, yes, it mentioned in verse 4. It was good. Did he mention it in the second day? No. Why? Why not? Why not? Okay, now if you look at verse 10, it says it was good. Now if you look at verse 12,
And God saw that it was good. And then if you look at verse 18, again he said it was good. Yeah, it was good. Did he mention that it was good on the fourth day? Did he? Okay. Verse? What about the fifth day? What about the fifth day? 21, yeah? Okay. And the 6? 25. Right, now, how many time, yeah, class, before we go on, yeah, how many time how many time did he bless his creation based on chapter 1? How many times did he bless his creation? Okay. 7 times. Okay, look at verse 22. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let birds multiply on the earth." Okay, now we read verse 28. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply." Okay, now he mentioned twice, and it seems that it mentioned about what 5 times that it was good. Oh. But why not the second day? That's my question. Why not the second day?
It will be the flood.
It will be
the flood.
The flood. What do you mean?
Because when
Noah,
the era of Noah, raining very heavily, and the upper water come down the earth, so it would destroy human. So in the aspect of God's grace, this is not beautiful.
So you are saying that God actually knew beforehand, right, that he would destroy the planet with the water belt. Yeah. So it's like he opened the window of heaven and allowed the deluge to come. To flood what? The planet Earth. I'm not too sure about that. Is that what you're saying? Do you agree? You agree? Hey? What's your answer? Okay. Do you agree? I don't know the answer either. I don't know. Seriously. I don't know. I cannot simply speculate, can I? I can't. If I don't know, I don't know. Okay. Now look at the. Sorry. Okay, look at the fourth day now. 14 to 19. Okay, what did he create? Or what did he do on the fourth day? Stars, okay. What else? Hey? Liam, you speak louder. What?
He made years, days, months.
Okay. What else? Okay. Sun and moon. Alright. The fifth? Hey?
Birds.
Okay. What else? Sea creatures. Right, the 6 days? Huh? Land creatures. Like what? Like cattle. Okay. And he also what? Created man. Now I want to ask a question now. Okay, class. I want to ask a question. When did God plant the Garden of Eden? When did he plant the Garden of Eden? Day three.
Yeah. Because you made plants.
Day three. No. Of course not. That's what I ask you. Okay, never mind. Let's say a silent prayer. Amen.